Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KUAC News Minor Update. The filing period closed yesterday for the Fairbanks North Star Borough's October 2nd municipal election. A total of 33 candidates are running for a range of open borough and city government seats, including four vying to be the next borough mayor. KUAC's Robin reports.
It is common for the top job in the borough to be the most contested, with many years seeing four or five candidates. There were six in 1982 and 2009, seven candidates in 1997, and eight in 1991. This year, there are four. Bryce Ward, the outgoing mayor of North Pole, Christopher Quist, who is currently on the borough assembly, Robert Shields, who has run for mayor in the past, and today, Nadine Wintersfield. She has served on the assembly and has been the borough mayor's chief of staff. Borough clerk April Trickey says the list won't be official until everyone's qualifications have been verified, and anyone who wants to could withdraw by August 6th.
So not only do they have the withdrawal period, but also they have 7 days to file with APOC either their municipal exemption statement or their candidate registration, and that is part of qualifying them as a candidate for office.
Three borough assembly seats are open. Sam Tuck and Marna Sanford are running for seat A. Jeffrey Renzel, Liz Like, and Blaze Brooks are running for seat F. And three more are running for seat G. Leah Berman-Williams, Hank Bartos, and Michael Holland. There are two vacant seats on the Board of Education. Aaron Marotti and Robert Kennard are running for seat A. Kriya Sanderson and Mike Kenna are running for seat B. Only one seat is uncontested in the upcoming election, and it's on the Interior Gas Utility Board. Pamela Troop is the incumbent for seat A, and she's running for re-election. IGU seat B has three contenders, Scott Eichholt, Mary Nordale, and Jessica Guerin. The official candidate list will be published August 7th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
There are three seats up for election on the Fairbanks and North Pole City Councils. Shoshana Kuhn, Jim Clark, and Andrew Thompson are running for Fairbanks Council Seat A. Seat B filers are incumbent June Rogers and challengers Marcy Luther and Lloyd Hilling, a former council member. Catherine Otterson has filed to challenge Seat D, appointed member Jonathan Bagwell. Whomever wins will serve one remaining year in the Seat D term. In North Pole, three people are running for three at-large seats, Perry Wally, David Skips, and DeJohn Cromer. North Pole City Clerk Judy Binkley says one seat is open only for 2 years due to a city council member resignation.
The two candidates who receive the most amount of votes will get the three-year term seats, and then the third candidate who receives the fewest votes will fill that two-year term seat.
North Pole is also electing a new mayor. Thomas McGee and Michael Welsh have filed for that office. Both have served on the North Pole City Council. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski recently complained about the Trump administration's additional trade tariffs during a talk with U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Robert E. Lighthizer. Murkowski told Lighthizer that much of Alaska's salmon and cod is exported to China. She said the tariffs have, quote, rattled her state. Murkowski questioned Lighthizer on how the Trump administration's plan to address these trade issues and ensure the country's seafood industry continues without additional hits. Lighthizer noted that the effects of the tariffs are being felt outside Alaska as well, but placed blame on China for retaliatory tariffs. Last week, Trump announced $12 billion in aid for farmers to stem the effect of tariffs. Murkowski made a statement encouraging Trump to take a broader view of the impacts his administration's trade policy is having on sectors such as seafood and energy industries. A wildland firefighter formerly based in Alaska was killed over the weekend while deployed in a blaze in Northern California. An Alaska Fire Service post sends condolences to the family and friends of Brian Hughes, who it says worked for the AFS in 2014 and 2015, and was a member of the Midnight Sun Hotshot crew in 2006. Hughes was working as a captain with the Arrowhead Hotshots on the Ferguson Fire in Sierra National Forest when he was hit by a falling tree Sunday. A National Weather Service special weather statement is predicting a major weather change in interior Alaska Wednesday, just in time for the start of the new month. The forecast calls for a series of rainstorms through the weekend in the central and eastern interior, and as much as 2 inches of rain in the mountains both north and south of the interior. The new weather system follows a series of strong high-pressure systems that brought mostly sunny skies and high temperatures in the 70s and 80s for much of July. The Weather Service predicts rainfall totals through the weekend will range from 0.3 to 2.5 inches, with the heaviest rain in the mountains and the lightest rain in the upper Tanana Valley southeast of Dot Lake. August has a reputation for being a rainy month in Fairbanks, but with an average of 1.88 inches of precipitation in Weather Service statistics, August is second to July in rain. This past July was particularly dry, with 1.01 inches of precipitation. For more on these stories and others, go to newsmatter.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.